You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Carrie Rathbun, who's Director of Marketing Communications for Haines Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte, Michigan. How are you, Carrie?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I appreciate you taking some time to be with us tonight. Received some information that Haines Green Beach Hospital received a Regional Community Service Award. And, you know, a lot of awards get handed out in the community, but I thought this one was important. It came from the Capital Area Health Alliance. And the award is very individual. It's one business and one person a year that get this award.
That's right, and we are very grateful to the Capital Area Health Alliance for choosing Haines Green Beach this year, and we're very excited about that. We've had some exciting things going on lately, and really a lot of interesting things going on in the last few years in terms of growth and our commitment to the community and our patients that probably were rather unexpected from a small independent community hospital, and I think that had a lot to do with us getting the award.
Well, and you lead me right into where I was going. It's a 25-bed hospital in Charlotte, so it's a small, but it's an important, very important anchor in community hospital, and the word community keeps coming up. That's an important word with the hospital, isn't it?
It's very important. In fact, it's so important that it's in our mission statement that we contribute to the vitality of our community and the communities of those we serve. And that's, a little unusual. We look beyond and we think beyond just being a hospital for people to come to when they're sick. Obviously, that's our main mission right now. But it's about more than that, because if we don't help with the business climate of our community, economic development, the schools in our community, other human service organizations, then we won't have a community for us to operate in anymore. If we aren't helping to educate people about their health and well-being and giving them reasons to be more proactive, as instead of just coming in when they break an arm or need stitches or something like that, then eventually, you know, we may not have as healthy of a community, and we may not be as healthy of an organization.
So true. You talked about a lot of changes in the last 5 years or so in growth. What are some of the changes that have occurred at Haines Green Beach Memorial Hospital?
We've done a lot of additions. We've really changed our campus. We have added, completely redone our inpatient rooms and added a new wing. We have a new emergency facility with all private rooms. Our new patient registration and lobby space, that was all completed in the last 3 or 4 years. And we've formed a lot of partnerships to allow us to really fill niches in the outpatient services, things like our heart station and our sleep station and our endoscopy station, where we partner with organizations from around the community like Thoracic Cardiovascular Institute, TCI, and Michigan Gastroenterology Institute, where their experts come down to Haines Green Beach and perform consultations and procedures right here in Charlotte, so that people don't have to leave here and drive right past us to go to Lansing to see the same doctors that are coming here. We also broke ground in the fall on a very exciting new health park project called Alive, which will be a world of creative well-being where people from all walks of life and all levels of health can start or continue on a journey to better health. And that's coming along nicely, and the first phase of that will be opening this fall and will be starting with Journey, our women's health. It will have indoor and outdoor walking trails. There will be a community gym space. There will be our rehabilitation services will move out there, and we'll also have a spa eventually, but before that opens, we're going to have a Nourish, which is our cafe and a demonstration kitchen to do healthy cooking, and where the community can come in and use these spaces as well.
Well, and you also, you talked about economic development and so forth. You rehabbed an old store to do that, you know, making use of a building already there in the community.
That's right. We took the old Felposh grocery store and went and purchased that 3 years ago. And we are in the process of rehabbing that, and the CVS pharmacy that was in part of that building moved to its own building downtown last year. So we were free to kind of go with the whole building. We bought the surrounding acreage, so it's about 20 acres that we're working with. And we're going to be eventually opening up an 85,000 square foot health park, as I said, called Alive, and the first phase will be this fall, and then the next phase we hope will be the fall of 2012, but it all depends on fundraising and all that stuff that we need to do. But yeah, we took a building that had been sitting empty for, I think, somewhere around 6 years, and was just an eyesore in the community, and said, why don't we do something with this? And it's just really been a great thing for the community. It's really brought a lot of people out that you wouldn't expect to get involved for a hospital to partner with to do something, but they see the benefit to the community potentially, and we've just really had some great partnerships come out of this.
And of course, growth with the hospital is, as you said, is growth for the community with jobs and tax dollars and so forth.
That's right. Alive itself, when it's finished, will create between 30 and 40 new jobs. And right now, with the construction phase, there's about 180 construction jobs, and 99% of the contractors that we're using are from the mid-Michigan area. So it is a lot of money that's coming right back in terms of wages and taxes and people buying and using services and goods, and we're very excited to be part of that, and that's part of that mission that we have of contributing back to community vitality.
Well, I think listening to you, Carrie, the listeners, I think they're starting to understand the energy and spirit that's alive and well at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, and why this award is was so duly deserved.
Well, thank you. We are very excited about it, and you know, we are a great little hospital, and we can do just about everything the big guys do. And, you know, if we can't, we get you connected to the people who can. And we refer to places like Mayo and Cleveland Clinic and U of M all the time for procedures and things that we can't do in Charlotte. We want our patients to get the best care possible, and so that's why I think we've been as successful as we have been.
Well, I think so, too. The term partnership keeps coming up. Carrie, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Carrie Rathbun, who's Director of Marketing Communications for Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.